We have Lise from El Cajon. How are you doing, Lise?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Bob?
Doing all right.
I have a question.
Sure.
I have a friend who is not a believer yet, but I talk to her a lot about things that are happening in my life, and over the last probably year or so, you know, she'll start to talk to me about God, not Jesus yet, but God, and she started to say things to me about praying, and I think that's really cool, but I have a question for you about how does God hear prayers of non-believers?
Oh, that's a very good question. Well, obviously, he's God, so he hears everybody's prayer. When we're believers, we have this special promise that Jesus intercedes for us. In the Old Testament days, when somebody wanted to have a relationship with God, God showed them how difficult it was, not because he didn't want to have a relationship with them, but because of their sin. And the high priest would make an animal sacrifice and go into the temple, into the Holy of Holies, where you've seen the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the real Ark of God was, and he'd intercede for the people. Well, now in the New Testament, we're told that Jesus Christ, by virtue of his death on the cross, provided the sacrifice, and then he continues to intercede for us as our high priest. So we have all these wonderful guarantees about what's going on after we've already given our life to Christ. Now, when somebody who has not given their life to Christ yet makes a prayer, God still hears them. And to the degree that that prayer might lead the person closer to God, he might even answer that prayer to leave a trail of breadcrumbs for them. But obviously, God's greatest concern is to get that person into a relationship with them. Now, I don't know what kind of prayers this woman is asking for. I prayed for some things before I was a Christian, and some of them God gave me. But obviously, me praying that I have a good day or me praying that my car doesn't break down is not as important to God as me getting saved. But anything God can do in my life to show me that he's out there, that he loves me, that prayer is a good thing, that's all very positive. So if this woman is praying and if God is answering her prayers, that's great. If she were to start saying things like, well, Lise, I've had some prayers answered, so everything's already okay and I don't need Christ, at that point we'd say, well, let's not presume upon God's goodness. In Romans, Paul tells us that we shouldn't presume upon the goodness and mercy of God because the goodness and mercy is there in the hopes that we'll repent. Repentance, of course, meant turning from our selfish natures and turning toward God. And so God doing good things in our life shouldn't be an excuse for us to not want to be obedient to God. So I wouldn't get concerned unless she was using her prayers or answered prayers as an excuse to not become a Christian. But in the meantime, if God's doing something in their life, that's great. And no, somebody doesn't have to be a Christian for God to do something in their lives.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how I've been feeling about it. But I had mixed feelings encouraging. I mean, I want to encourage her to know Jesus first and foremost. But on the other hand, I don't want to not encourage her to have this conversation that she's having with God, because her prayers are pretty meaningful that she's been praying, and he is answering prayers, and she's even said that, you know, to me.
Right.
So to me, it's evidence of God working in her life. And I know when I came to know the Lord, it was kind of a dance back and forth. There was activity that took place on both parts. So I kind of want to encourage her, and yet I was having mixed feelings because I thought, well, gosh, I don't know. You know, I don't want to encourage her to talk to God and skip Jesus at the same time.
No, I think you're doing fine. Be your friend. And you don't want to get really pushy with Christianity anyway. But at such a time where she might be open to it, I think a good segue into the conversation is to say, you know, it sounds like with your prayers, some really good doors have already opened with God. And in other words, be affirming.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that would be genuine, because there's nothing ungenuine about that. That,
right.
That is something she should be affirmed for. And then say, however, you know, I was wondering if you'd be interested in taking the ultimate door and the ultimate plunge. And it's not just a matter of you praying, but God wants to have a relationship with you. And God wants to speak to you, too. And God wants to adopt you as his daughter. And if you had been the only person in this world, Jesus would have come and died on the cross just for you. There's so many positive things to say about Christianity. I think people have gotten so turned off with the heaven-hell stuff that at times we get afraid to say anything. But I think there's all kinds of ways where you could be very affirming to what she's already doing and just continue down that positive road with her. She might be a lot more receptive to it than you think.
You know, she might be. That's really helpful, Bob, actually, because that's what I was wondering, what to do next. You know, I feel like just our conversations have moved her a long way over the last maybe year and a half, maybe even 2 years. And I just wanted to go the next step, but I haven't known how to make that next jump with her.
Well, Elise, let me encourage you. It sounds like you've been doing a great job, and the fact that you haven't been pushy has probably gone a long way with her. It's probably been good that you haven't been trying to jump into Christianity every time you talk to her. But as her friend, you may have earned the right and credibility to say a little bit more now.
Yeah, well, and she's watched, you know, God work in my life and definitely watched, mm-hmm. you know, my conversion change
yeah.
me. So she's seen the fruit. She's
sure.
seen that it's a real thing. And so, you know, we're operating from a pretty good basis for doing that. That's really helpful. Thank you so much, Bob.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Have a great day.
You too, Lise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.